On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Mark Brown is here talking about how the people in the middle on real estate deals, not just the buyers and the sellers, should make sure they have lawyers and insurance. You do a real estate deal, the buyer has a lawyer or maybe a firm if it's a big deal, the seller has a lawyer or a firm, and right in the middle is the real estate agent. Does that real estate agent need to cover himself or herself with some insurance and maybe a lawyer?
Absolutely.
Why?
It's imperative in today's society to have insurance coverage for an agent, broker, or whatever the case may be.
They're not selling. They're not buying. What is it about the process that the person who's the middleman or middlewoman needs a lawyer and insurance?
It comes down to the question on due diligence, whether that agent performed their actions or activities in the proper protocol. And if they don't have insurance, they're exposing themselves to significant liability from generally a buyer of real property or a seller who could have issues and end up going after the agent or broker because that's where the potential recovery could come from.
I don't know. When I bought my house, it didn't seem all that complicated. What goes wrong?
Quite often in the disclosure side, Mike, there could be issues, whether the buyer is buying a piece of land or property to which they were aware of what was actually being sold to them. Did the seller properly identify everything in a property condition disclosure statement? And did that agent actually have knowledge of items that were above and beyond what they would have normally accomplished through due diligence?
In the case of my house, I mean, it's in Buffalo and it has lead paint. Every house in Buffalo has lead paint. Is that part of the problem?
Well, you would look at the property condition disclosure statement to know what the seller of your property, you being the seller, are you identifying everything that's consistent with your property? And if you fail to do so, not only could you be held accountable, but the question is, could your agent or broker be held accountable if they did something or if they had additional knowledge of information that they should have disclosed?
Does the realtor, the person who comes to you, is that person an employee of the firm whose advertising is on the sign, or are you dealing with all kinds of different legal relationships?
Mike, you have to be careful. That's the truth. When you're looking to buy or looking to sell, take a look at that contract. See what the representations are being made. In what capacity is this my representative? Are they looking out for my behalf? And are they taking the proper protocols that are needed to protect my interests, whether you're a buyer or a seller?
Are you also dealing with the situation that the buyer often doesn't know what to look for?
Yes, and that's true. And if that agent or broker does anything above and beyond what they should be doing, it potentially does expose them to liability if they are aware of something that they should disclose and should have disclosed to their client. Now, the question again is, what's the client to their potential customer or person whom they are working for to try to close on the deal?
So if the person in the middle in a real estate deal allows the seller to lie about the condition of the house, that person is all right. But if they tried to do the right thing, they're wrong?
The question is, are they allowing them to lie? You hope that if they had knowledge, if they can show that there was knowledge or something above and beyond the general actions that an agent or broker would have, then they could be held accountable. But if they are unaware of it, if they had no knowledge of it, then that's a different story.
Well, but again, take Buffalo. If you look at the paperwork and it says there's no lead paint, wouldn't you suspect that there's something fishy about this?
I don't know enough about it. See, it's interesting. In my practice, I don't do the sales of real estate. I get involved in the litigation end. But if the situation presents itself and you think that in Buffalo every house has lead paint and the form says no lead paint, it may put up a question. Is that the appropriate due diligence that broker or agent properly performed? Did they actually, would normally the people who would be selling homes be aware of the fact that there is lead paint and this form doesn't have that? So I think in that situation, if 99% of the homes are having lead paint and this form actually says no lead paint, then you got to raise an issue. But if there's an issue on, let's say, the example we had talked about before regarding, let's say, rodents in the house. And not every house has rodents, but if you as the agent or broker had some sort of additional knowledge and you took additional steps to make sure this property was sellable or issues that come up, and the buyer can say, well, that's what I saw the agent do or that broker do, then they could be held accountable if they did steps above and beyond what they would have done in a normal sale.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Mark Brown has been here, and we've been talking about protection of the person in the middle in a real estate deal. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.